One of my favorite places on the whole wide world is Lollipop Farm, and we have the A-team with us today. We have Ashley and Audrey.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's an easy way to remember, the A-team, right? So, what just went down, actually? I mean, I've been seeing a bunch of stuff. You guys are in a little panic mode right now, right?
I wouldn't call us a panic mode. We did take in a large number of animals. We just assisted Livingston County Sheriff's Department with a large case that they're working on. And we did take in 40 animals at this point.
So that's...
It's a large case. We've actually had a couple of large cases this year alone. We had in January, we took over 100 cats.
I remember that.
Later in the year.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. And we still have 4 of them in our care.
Wow.
Still looking for homes. We also took in another case where we had taken in 38 animals. So we've had a couple of large cases, and that's one of the reasons why we need so much help, right? People wonder, they don't have a understanding for how many pets come through Lollipop Farm, but it really is thousands of pets that are coming through that need our help for second chances.
What's the numbers, like 5,000-6,000, isn't it?
Yep.
Something right in that ballpark?
It's usually around 5,000 to 6,000 every year.
Every year, mm-hmm. are going through there, and you guys do assist with the calls when there's neglect and stuff like that. These 40 animals, they came from a farm, was it?
Yep, it was in Livingston County. It was a farm. Livingston County Sheriff's Department. You know, they went out there based on a call from a neighbor, and when they saw that it was farm animals, dogs, cats, fowl. There a whole host of animals. They called us in and asked if we could help.
And a pregnant pig?
Yes, we actually have 2 possibly pregnant pigs right now.
Jeez.
One's a little further along than the other.
Yeah.
But you know, they need that love and that care, and we're glad that we're able to give it to them.
Right, right. Now, Audrey, you're the newbie.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you surprised by these numbers?
I am. Of course, I've known about Lollipop all my life,
sure.
growing up in Rochester and been involved in different ways, but had no idea the volume of the animals that come through.
And that's why we always need to help and do things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I always want to put it out there because I'm not bragging, but Tammy and I are forever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Forever Yours donors.
Forever Yours, that's it. Right. And that's just a monthly thing.
Yep. And it's so easy to be a Forever Yours donor. And any amount helps. Every dollar helps the animals. But even just putting away $10 that comes directly out of your account that you don't have to worry about, it makes a big difference at the end of the year.
Yep. That's where I think we started at 15 or something like that. We've grown a little. I don't want to brag, but it does make me feel good that we do that, you know. And I didn't even know. And Tammy's the one, she goes, you know, we do that because we talk about it on the telethon and stuff like that.
It's that easy.
I didn't even know I was doing it.
painless way to help out.
It really is. It really is. What else? I mean, obviously, we're here to talk about the Walk for the Animals. The Barktoberfest is moved up a little earlier this year, September 18th, a Saturday. We've got live music from the dogs.
The dogs.
How appropriate is that?
Right.
I know. The funny thing is Steve, the guy from Dogs, reached out to me on Facebook because he saw I did some stuff with charities, including you guys. And he's like, we only play for charity. And I go, well, I've got a gig for you, bro.
That's awesome. That's so wonderful. And so great to have those types of partnerships in the community. We are so fortunate in Rochester that we have community partners that are able to help us, like our presenting sponsor, Pet Supplies Plus. And then we also have a whole host of other corporations that are stepping up to help us this year.
Absolutely. So on the 18th, there's a few different things going on this year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spill the beans here, Audrey?
Yes, absolutely. So, of course, there's our Walk for the Animals. That's at 10 o'clock. It's a beautiful mile and a half-ish walk around our campus and trails in Fairport, New York. So you can come out and walk with your dog if you'd like and help to fundraise to support all the different things we do at Lollipop. But then there are a lot of fun festival activities, too. The dogs are playing a couple sets. We have contests that you can participate in with your dog if you choose. There's the Furtastic Family Fun Zone, where we'll have face painting, a scavenger hunt, a bounce house, some animal art activities. There's a pet photo booth. There's a pet paw print. and lots of good food vendors and just fun for the whole family, something for everyone to enjoy, whether you have your dog with you or not.
Now, is the shelter closed that day?
Nope. The shelter will be open that day. Okay. We do limited admissions during that time just to keep everybody good. But the shelter is open. You can go in and adopt a new friend if you do not have one to bring with you.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing, too. The stations, we all have teams. We're doing the teams. And so a little inside competition here at Radio Central. But so looking forward to that. Also, now, what else is going on with Lollipop? I mean, any new news that you want to share with us?
You know, there's so many great things happening at Lollipop all the time, but one of the ones that I'm most excited about is we're really looking to recruit foster care volunteers for our dogs. So many of our dogs, you know, either, especially our larger dogs, they get stressed out in a shelter environment or they need the ability to rest and recover in a home because it'll make their rest and recovery that go that much quicker.
Sure.
So we're really looking to actively recruit people who are willing to take a dog into their home. It can be just a couple of weeks. It can be a couple of months, depending on what is needed. But it really can make a big difference for that dog and whether or not they're going to find a new home successfully.
Right. Big-hearted people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's great for people. You know, it's so unfortunate when you lose a pet, and you might not want to jump right back into a new pet, but you could help a couple of pets in the meantime before you're ready. So
right.
It's a great option.
You got the toys already.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see. What else can we touch upon here? I'm drawing a blank. Audrey, so now where did you come from?
Mm-hmm. I came from Flower City Arts Center
in
Rochester.
So this is a little different.
It is a little different, but you know, lots of working with the community and teaching people about art versus teaching people about working with animals and different ways to engage. One thing we should talk about is the virtual options for Barktoberfest as well.
Okay.
So you can register, of course, to come. We'd love to have you come in person, but we also have a Hero at Home option, so you can register to walk and do it at your own time frame and schedule. Help us raise money that way. We'll send you, we'll either send you a walk at home kit with a t-shirt and dog treats and all kinds of fun things, or you can stop by the front desk and pick them up. You do have to pre-register. So right on the website at lollipop.org/BeFest.
Right.
You can go on there and register. So that's just another fun way to participate even if you're out of state.
Right.
So if you wanna, you know, if you're here and you wanna do a virtual walk with your friend or family from out of town, that's an option too for people who love Lollipop all over the country.
Yeah, maybe you have friends and family that moved away but are familiar with Lollipop.
So many people know and love Lollipop all over. So
I want to talk about your success rate, because I consider, what is it, 90-something percent?
Right now we're at a 91.6% save rate. So that's the number of animals that are adopted. They're either adopted, returned to owner, or we find a rescue partner to work with.
Okay.
And so those are that over our total number of animals that come in. And it is a high standard in the industry. So 90% is considered, you know, that high standard that everybody's reaching for. Of course, we're always reaching for higher as well.
Sure.
But it has been such an enormous effort from everyone in the shelter, both staff, volunteers, but also the community, right? Because we're asking a little bit more of the community to partner with us to help more pets.
And nobody leaves without being spayed or neutered.
Of course.
Because that is...
Dogs and cats, for sure.
That's one of the issues why you guys end up having 5,000-6,000 animals.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cats, you know, those community cats, it's summer. They're out making friends, making babies.
People talk about bunnies, but cats...
Yeah, absolutely.
Big numbers.
Most people don't know this, but cats really outnumber dogs at Lollipop Farm about 4-1.
Wow.
We can get 50 within a single day just because of the number of litters that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the special issue with that, though, is we get litters that don't have their moms.
Oh.
So we get a lot of litters that may not be fully weaned yet. Maybe something happened to mom. We're not really sure. But we have a host of volunteers that are so wonderful. These bottle baby volunteers that, you know, they stay up with them just like you would a baby, every 2 hours feeding them and really caring for them until they're ready to be spayed or neutered so that they can find their new home. And every dollar we raise helps us provide them with the supplies that they need to make that happen.
I know my my wife got introduced to our new family pet. My son and his girlfriend got a kitten a couple months ago from you guys, and they were out of town this past weekend. So she had to go over there and cat sit for a while.
Aww.
And she said what a beautiful kitty that was. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's been one of the biggest surprises to me are all of the kittens. I had no idea. I feel like almost every day we have an email that, oh, two more litters of kittens have arrived. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Well, kittens can have kittens, too.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That's why they multiply so much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so a mom cat can have 3 to 4 litters within a summer, so, or within a season, I should say, because really it goes from spring until whenever we see that first frost, and sometimes we don't see that for a little while.
Now, puppies, they're not as much of a problem, or?
We do not, in the north, we don't have as many puppies, mostly because spay-neuter is more prevalent here.
Right.
So we don't get as many puppies, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are older dogs that always need your help. So, you know, and I love older dogs. I really do because, one, you know who you're getting. Like, their personality is there for the show. You already know if they're going to be a really great fit for you. But also, they're really just grateful to have that second chance. They've been with a family before, chances are, and they're ready to be with another family.
And you guys put them through their paces, too, so you know what they're about and what they like and what they don't like and that kind of stuff. You guys have people that do that,
right? Our behavior and shelter teams are really great about seeing, you know, what types of challenges they may have and letting our adopters know up front what they could be, but also making sure, like, you know, if that dog's high energy, he probably shouldn't go to a home that, you know, has a one-bedroom apartment and they really enjoy watching Netflix all day. or they're out of town a lot. But, you know, we also have some couch potatoes that may enjoy that life quite a bit.
Right.
So, yeah.
What happens if you suspect abuse?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we see that those stories all the time, too.
Absolutely.
And I know you guys are on call, right?
Yeah. So we are the SPCA designation for Monroe, Orleans, Genesee, and Livingston counties, which means that we are on call for those. Our investigators, they're out there investigating those calls. They are able to make arrests. They are able to bring up charges against these people. But a lot of times, like, we are helping with Livingston County Sheriff's Department. We are brought in to also aid others and help house some of the animals and get them back to health.
But people might notice something, you know, next door or down the street or something like that, and they can call you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We always encourage people, you know, even if you have an inkling that something's going on, you can always do a wellness check. If you call 585-223-6500, you'll talk to our dispatcher, and they will get you pointed in the right direction. Or if it's something very immediate, we do encourage you to call 911.
Right. So we're almost out of time, but we want to encourage everybody to walk for the animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Barktoberfest. You had one other thing you wanted to say? No?
Oh, no. I mean, that's the biggest thing, right? Like, it's a community effort, really. We got to over that 90% by being a community and coming together and working together, and we just need everyone to do it again, to come to the Walk for the Animals at Barktoberfest and register, fundraise, and then have an amazing time that Audrey is planning.
Mm-hmm. And I always tell everybody, I go, if you want to see, like, every kind of dog there is, they're there that day.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know, I mean, there is just about anything you could imagine in the canine world. Mm-hmm. They're walking around there. It's really cool to see them all hanging out and stuff. A lot of sniffing going on.
That's to be expected, right?
Yes. And don't wear your good shoes.
We have volunteers that are working on cleanup, though. Don't worry, guys.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
Anytime you're on a farm, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, lollipop.org/BeeFest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's Saturday, September 18th. And Audrey and Ashley, anything else?
No, thank you so much for having us.
See, it wasn't that hard, was it?
It wasn't. It wasn't. It was pain-free.
She was afraid.